they were watching me. I knew before, but I hadn't realized how bad it had all gotten. But she had gotten. How long had it been? 10 years? 20? An eternity? Rot. It smelled of rot and decay and despair, misery. Their pathetic cries slicing through the air as they skittered to and fro. I shouldn't be here. I should have never come. I shouldn't have thought even for a moment I could save them. Save her. The creek wasn't what it used to be. There used to be more of us. Abigail, Mary Sue, Ginny, Calliope, Hannah. One by one, they went quiet. They changed. First slowly and then all at once. I could still hear them out there, waiting for me to come back, to come home. But here was home, not out there, here, in the light. I wandered deeper into the moth trees, shivering as the forest swallows me whole. Matthew, Brian, Kai, Sparrow, Jasper. And then there was me, the last of 11. The secret keeper, the survivor, or at least that's what they all called me. But the truth was, I wasn't a survivor. I was a victim. An incredibly lucky victim. You see, they weren't always different. They hadn't always lived in the creek in its woods. The first was Kai, the eldest, and an older sibling to us all. He knew every last inch of these woods, the best hiding spots, when the coyotes descended from the mountains and which packs were dangerous. They were honest, kind, and real in a way very few people are. Which made it all the more terrifying. We all watched in horror as Kai began to convulse on the ground, their eyes rolling back as he scratched and clawed at their throat, a painful bone-snapping sound growing more and more violent. They lay helpless as their body morphed into something terrible. This great horse-like beast that half ran, half stumbled into the woods, never to be seen again. So sudden, so visceral, so... Well, I had no other words. They were fine. They seemed fine. I wanted to believe that even after reading what remained of their jacket pocket. Crumpled and small. Just like their body before they changed.